This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com...
Thank you for calling Best Buy. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with XPO, and I was just calling to request a Breeze code for a delivery fee, and I have the FMS order number available whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you need a Breeze code for a delivery fee because of?
Because when the text got out to the customer's residence, they determined that the customer's resident, the home is not ready to accommodate the installation of the appliances.
Okay. Okay. What's the FMS number?
659-928-43, and the order is for Diana Morocco in Hopewell Junction, New York, 12533 at 19 Brody Road.
Okay, just a moment.
No problem at all. And what was your name?
My name is Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it. I'm just required to document who it is that I spoke with, and I thank you very much for allowing me to be able to document that I spoke with the wonderful Lisa at the DOD.
Mm-hmm.
And then while you're, you know, or what's going on, if, you know, if it's okay for me to tell you now, or if you might like for me to wait, I can wait.
Oh, no, that's okay. If they made a trip and it was not what's called, then that's fine. You good.
Okay. And I just, if you wanted me to let you know further details, the wiring or an electrical outlet was not available for the dishwasher to be installed. And the cabinetry and an outlet was not available for the microwave to be installed. And the range was not available for pickup at the warehouse this morning. But the techs did leave the microwave and the dishwasher on site at the customer's residence.
No, the only reason that I asked is because, I mean, we just have to, when you just said you need a Breeze code for a delivery, we just have to be careful. We can't just be throwing out Breeze codes. So.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I
understand that. Yes, ma'am.
Ask.
Oh, and anytime that I call, I will... always try to be as prepared as possible with as much detailed information as possible pertaining to the reason for whatever the specific request may be, whether it's a Breeze code for a delivery fee or a trip charge or whatever the case may be.
Because they'd be on us about that. If it's
same
y'all
here.
Just don't be throwing out Breeze codes like it's peanuts and things. So
Right, and they're on us too about it. You know, they want to make sure that we're very thorough and very informative, because just like on your end, how they told you guys, you know, not to just hand out the breeze codes like candy. Mm-hmm. We also have to, or we have a team that would be more at our corporate office that has to submit these mm-hmm. breeze codes over to Best Buy to request payment. So anytime right. that I have the anytime that I have the opportunity to inform someone like yourself of as much detailed information as possible of the reason why we at XPO are requesting that Best Buy pay us or have us give us the breeze code and pay us for a delivery fee, I want Best Buy to be able to pull that account up if they need to, and then see that that agent was able to thoroughly note, you know, the exact reason why, you know, XPO is requesting a delivery fee, so that there would not ever be any reason for there to be a dispute, which would cause for the technicians to not get paid properly.
Right.
Because those guys work really hard, and I'm right. always trying to look out for them, but then I also try to look out for you guys and our company as well. Because we all got to work together.
Right. Right.
And if
since they've already told us, we gotta be prepared, because we would get written up, because we can't just be saying breeze code for trip charge. Okay, trip charge for what?
Exactly. You know? Yes, ma'am. And if it helps you out, I mean, if you want to reach out to the customer, if you're required to do so, I can wait. But I did call and I did speak with Mrs. Morocco, and Mrs. Morocco did confirm the information that I have provided. She also informed that her husband is going to have the additional work performed so that the home will be ready to accommodate the installations. And she informed that she also got a call about the range. Someone called her to let her know that the range wasn't available, and then they were calling to offer her assistance with rescheduling of the delivery of the range. And she said she was kind of surprised mm-hmm. about that, because she didn't understand why it wasn't available. And of course, I could only tell her that, you know, it must have just been a product availability issue, because I have no access to information about why that range wasn't available. But I at least was able to confirm with her that everything that the tech told me was 100% accurate and correct.
Okay. Well, I have your breeze code if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. That's going to be 259-294-223.
Okay. That was 259-294-223.
259-294-223.
Yes, I'm going to have 259-294-223. Is this correct?
That will be correct.
Excellent. All right, well, I thank you so very much for your help with this. It is greatly appreciated, and I do hope that you have a good weekend.
And you do the same.
All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You are so welcome. Thank you, and you enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.